Chapter 4. On Marcus's Estate. Some minutes later, they were standing at the gate of Marcus's villa.
"Listen,"
said Maya.
"I can hear voices inside the gate."
The two girls looked carefully into the courtyard. On the other side of the gate, a group of young gladiators was standing around and talking.
"Has anyone seen Antonius? I haven't seen him for days. I hope he hasn't disappeared too."
While the boys were still talking, a guard with a big black beard hurried towards them.
"That's enough talking, gladiators. Your break is over."
"Where's Antonius? We haven't seen him,"
said one of the boys.
"And he's not the only one," said another. "Other boys have disappeared too."
"What do I know?"
said the guard.
"Maybe they walked off in the night. Maybe they saw Medusa. Maybe Medusa turned them into stone."
"Oh no!" cried Maya.
The guard looked in the girl's direction.
"What are you doing?" he shouted. "Get out of here!"
"Quick, Maya!"
said Marcia, and the two girls hurried back into the forest.
"Something strange is going on, Marcia," Maya said. "A lot of boys have disappeared, just like Philo."
"Let's look around," Marcia said.
She was scared, and her heart was beating loudly in her chest, but she wanted to find her brother.
"Maybe we can find out something about Philo before it gets dark."
The two girls started looking around the forest, but there was no sign of Philo.
"I'm not sure what we're looking for here," Maya said. "Maybe we should go back to Marcus's villa."
"Wait," Marcia cried. "There's someone next to that tree."
"Oh, it's just a statue."
"Hello, Mr. Statue. Do you mind if I step on your toes?"
"Is it really just a statue?"
Marcia asked suddenly.
"Or is it someone that Medusa has turned into stone?"
"Oh, stop it, Marcia," said Maya. "You don't really believe that story."
"Look," said Marcia. "There's another one over there."
They looked around the forest for another hour and found more stone figures.
"There's still no sign of Philo," said Marcia. "It's getting dark now, Maya. Maybe we should go home."
They walked out of the trees and started down the road towards Iskalis.
"There's another stone figure," cried Marcia,
and pointed back into the trees.
"We haven't seen that one yet."
They walked over to look at it. When Maya saw the stone face, her mouth dropped open and she let out a little cry. She knew that face. There was no doubt about it.
It's Philo! That's the reason we haven't heard from him. He looked at Medusa. And now... So... The story is true,"
Maya said.
"Poor Philo."
Marcia looked at her sadly.
"What can we do, Maya?"
"We can't stay here, Marcia," Maya said.
"It will be dark very soon. We mustn't be in the forest then, or the Gorgon might come and kill us too."
Suddenly, as they were walking back towards the road, the girls heard a noise.
"What's that?"
whispered Maya. The noise got louder.
"I'm scared," said Marcia. "Let's hide."
The girls knelt down behind a bank next to the road.
"Close your eyes, Maya,"
Marcia whispered.
Then you won't see Medusa's face, and she can't turn you into stone.